God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Tonight, as we celebrate the Easter Vigil, the eve before the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as the ancient Christians once did, so do we. We gather around word and sacrament, and tonight, as someone who has endured 2 years of my teaching, faithfully listening to every single word, right, Paige? And is still faithfully listening to every single word, well, within reason. What can I say? You have been baptized. In a few moments, you're about ready to say, yes, I hang on to these promises of God. And in this Easter Vigil, we had a lot of reading of God's Word. And some of you might be thinking, that's an awful lot of God's Word being read. Fortunately, I did not count the words. Otherwise, I might be a little jealous that my lay reader is actually saying more than I. But that's okay. It is God's word. So, Paige, if I need to impress upon you some words by which you need to live the Christian life, and for all of us who claim that faith, here are these words in just a few sentences. First of all, you have to remember what day this is. It is the day before the resurrection of our Lord. It is a very important day because, yes, Easter is greatly celebrated throughout the world, but we have to remember Easter is the day that the witnesses went to the tomb to see that it was empty. What was accomplished was started on Good Friday and it was finished. Christ died for the forgiveness of sins of the whole entire world. So, Paige, this night, I want you to remember you are forgiven. Now, I will admit you were very good in confirmation class. Most of the time you listened and you behaved nicely. And I'm sure every once in a while you might get into little arguments with mom and dad and maybe with your sister. But I hope and pray you never forget that when mistakes occur, because they probably will occur in the future, you can still come before your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's never a mistake that you can make that would be too great that cannot be forgiven by God himself. Remember the forgiveness of sins. Also remember the importance of God's word in this service. There was an awful lot of it being read. Amen. And in those words, you have some wonderful promises of God. From the creation, that God created you. He loves you, and that through Christ and God's word of baptism, you, as God said in the creation, are considered good. Please notice also the next reading, Israel being delivered through the Red Sea. There are going to be times in your life when you're going to feel the pinch of this world. You might say you're going to be between a rock and a hard place. Because that's what happened to Moses and the people of Israel. But God delivered them. God will also deliver you. Remember that, as the prophets remind us, God's grace is given to us freely, without any work of our own. It is given because of God's promise. And that promise now changes you. You are now going to be different than you were when you first entered. When you came to Trinity this evening, you were not baptized, and soon you will be confirmed. You will have time to also, later on in our service, to receive Christ himself in the Lord's Supper. This does indeed change you and give you a new heart and a new spirit. And from now on, you will be the perfect daughter, right? And the perfect sibling. Well, at least perfect through Christ. Because through Christ's death and resurrection, we are perfect. We are forgiven. We are renewed. We are different. God does then say, by the way, let's try to give up some of the pet sins from before, but also realize that when we try and fail, Christ is there to lift us up. We also remember that there are going to be times in our life like Job, where we're going to feel that our faith is sort of falling apart on us. We may feel that God has abandoned us. But please realize, those are just feelings. We all will feel those ways one time or another. But Christ has not abandoned us. He is with us always. And it was Job who said, I know that my Redeemer lives. Please also notice that this day is a beautiful day. You have received Christ's sacrament of holy baptism, heard his word, and yet you will again also receive the Lord's Supper, Christ himself. This is the place, as in the baptismal liturgy in Luther's flood prayer, was described as the ark, the place of safety, the place of renewal, the place of deliverance. That's what the church is all about whenever it proclaims God's word and his sacrament. So if you need that place of deliverance, that place of safety, come to where God's word is proclaimed and his sacraments are administered. There's a lot of promises in God's word, and the devil is always trying to get us to forget those promises. But we come here today to hold God accountable to his promises. And will God be held accountable to his promise? The answer is yes. So we come before our Lord this day. And we say, thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross. Thank you for his descent into hell as he proclaims himself victor over sin, death, and the devil. And thank you for the day that we will celebrate tomorrow, when the witnesses went to the tomb and found that death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, Paige, I now ask you, are you ready to sit there and say, this is what I believe? Kind of expecting an answer now. I assume that's a yes. You may not have heard it. So let us begin. The congregation is invited to turn to the rite of confirmation on page 272.